Chapter 3, San Diego, California, Friday night, December 2nd, 2005. Lindsay's post-workout pizza had just been delivered in all its extra cheese glory when her cell phone rang. She glanced at it, ready to ignore it unless it was her father or work, and saw that the caller was none other than Mark Jenkins. So she answered it. "Hello?" "Lindsay, it's Izzy Zanella. You know, Jenk's alarmingly handsome friend." Jenk's alarmingly handsome friend. Lindsay had thought that the tall, dangerous-looking seal was a little too convinced he was all that, but now he was mocking himself. At least she hoped he was mocking himself. "You got a sec?" he asked. "Is this more important than a portobello mushroom pizza?" "In my opinion, no," he said. "But Jenk asked me to call you, so I'm calling you. You know anything about kids?" "If you're calling me with your babysitting woes simply because I'm female..." "Actually, Jenk thought to call you because you used to be a cop. He thought maybe you'd run into a sick kid a time or two." Lindsay sat up. "Is Charlie sick?" "Nah," Izzy said. "Well, I don't think so. Marky Mark, however, is not convinced. But everyone we know who has kids is out. It must be American annual date night or something. Seriously, no one's home. And most of the babysitters we've talked to sound like they're 13, so we're now up to calling everyone who may have seen a kid at one point in their lives." "What's the problem?" Lindsay asked. "It's diaper-related," Izzy said. "As in, you want me to come over there and change Charlie's diaper?" "Oh, please," Izzy said in disgust. "Give us more credit than that. We're trained in recon. I once didn't leave my position for 50 hours. I'm talking didn't move. I crapped in my pants 3 times. "Wow," Lindsay said. "That's more information about you than I ever wanted to know." He laughed. "So you're, finding me irresistible, huh?" Lindsay said. He did have a nice laugh. "My point here being that a baby diaper doesn't scare me." "So what's the problem?" she asked. "Well, in 2 words." Lindsay just knew they were going to be 2 very good words. "Green poop." "Green poop?" she repeated. "Like..."